Pamela Woodbury lives in a two-story house in Spencer.
As I walk down these steps now, I hold on both sides. I don't have the mobility back in the ankle.
3 years ago, Woodbury was on her way to work when she took a spill on these steps and broke her ankle.
It was a closed break. There was no skin broken, no blood, nothing. My ankle was in an L position. The leg went one way and the ankle went the other way.
Surgeons at UMass Medical Center in Worcester needed 9 screws and a metal plate to fix the break. But when the doctor took the cast off, he didn't like what he saw.
It was orange. The fluid was a clear orange fluid that kept, it was really coming, you know, really dripping out.
Woodbury's wound had become infected, an all too common occurrence. About 1 in every 25 hospitalized patients gets an infection from medical care, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Antibiotics are often an effective treatment, but increasingly, some infections are antibiotic resistant and can lead to serious illness and death. That's why some hospitals in Boston are actively trying to curb infections and prevent antibiotic resistance.
We're very proud of our infection rate here.
Surgeon Dave Mattingly is the chief of joint reconstruction at New England Baptist Hospital in Boston, which has infection rates consistently lower than expected. In 2011, the Baptist had only 14 knee or hip replacement infections, a third less than predicted by the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. Mattingly attributes the Baptist's low infection rates partly to the fact that the hospital specializes in orthopedic care and not the treatment of other complicated health conditions. But he also says preventing infection happens at every stage of patient care and starts days before surgery.
So it kind of begins in the office. You know, when you meet patients, it's important to identify patients that are at high risk for infection and try to solve any of their problems prior to surgery.
What this means for patients at New England Baptist is an extensive pre-screening before surgery to identify risk factors for infection, such as having unresolved dental problems or diabetes.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
My name is
you?
Linda.
Hi,
Linda. Draw some blood.
Robert Watkins from Dover, New Hampshire, is getting a total left hip replacement at New England Baptist. In addition to testing his blood for signs of infection, he gets a nasal swab to see if he is a staph bacteria or MRSA carrier. MRSA is a very serious infection that is resistant to most antibiotics. Watkins also is given a special cleanser.
I've been given this cleanser that I have to wash the surgical area with 3 days prior to coming into surgery.
If the nasal culture comes back positive for MRSA, Watkins will be given a drug called vancomycin to prevent an infection. But increasingly, there's a strain of MRSA that is resistant to even that powerful antibiotic. In the United States, the CDC estimates that every year at least 2 million people acquire a drug-resistant infection. And so, it's not just that people are getting infections from medical care, it's that those infections are increasingly hard to treat. Helen Boucher is an infectious disease doctor at Tufts Medical Center in Boston. She says antibiotics are overprescribed and new antibiotics are rarely developed, leading to a crisis situation.
Well, the crisis is the crisis of antibiotic resistance.
If antibiotic resistance isn't curbed, Boucher says there could come a point when doctors can no longer do medical procedures now considered routine, like total hip replacements or treatment for cancer. This is because people who undergo those treatments are prone to infection. If the risk of drug-resistant infection becomes too great, then routine treatments would no longer be safe.
We support everybody who gets chemotherapy with antibiotics when their cells fall down. We support patients who get organ transplants with antibiotics and get a joint replacement. All these things we take for granted in the United States may become prohibitive if we can't control this problem.
One way Tufts is working to control this problem is to carefully monitor antibiotic use through what's called an antimicrobial stewardship program.
Antimicrobial stewardship is about using the right antibiotic in the right patient at the right dose at the right time.
At Tufts, certain powerful antibiotics require the approval of a small team of experts. The effort is an attempt to prevent their overuse so that they'll still work when they're needed. But Betsy McCoy, founder of the organization Reduce Infection Deaths, says the best solution is even simpler than that.
While I agree that antibiotic stewardship is important, It is not the immediate answer. In the case of hospital infection, the number one issue is hygiene.
But McCoy says hand washing alone isn't enough because clinicians' hands can become contaminated quickly.
Seconds after they're cleaned, as soon as they reach up and pull open the privacy curtain to see the next patient or walk into the room and put their hands on the bed rail or open a drawer. In other words, as long as the surfaces in the hospital are so inadequately cleaned, hand hygiene is inadequate. It's necessary, but not sufficient.
Sufficient infection prevention remains a work in progress. No one knows this more than patients who've suffered from hospital-acquired infections. Patients like Pam Woodbury, the Spencer woman whose broken ankle became infected after surgery. Woodbury's infection proved resistant to antibiotics. She needed a second surgery to clean the wound and was hospitalized for 8 days before the infection cleared.
And then I started thinking to myself, how many people go through this?
Unfortunately, a lot. According to the CDC, more than 700,000 people each year. Ibi Caputo, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.